Hey everybody, and welcome to the 15th podcast of the Crystal Archive. Today is Saturday, December 15th, 2007. I'm Foxbird 22.
And I'm Dwight House. Hey guys, how's it going?
I hope you all had a good Dwight. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to our listeners out there.
Oh, fine.
Anyway, I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Foxbird?
I'm doing homework, but other than that, it was pretty good. I hope everybody else was able to have a little break.
Yeah, I had a good break. Very nice.
Yeah, you were telling me that you set up like a camera or something at the table so you could be with your family. That was pretty cool.
That's right, because I was way far away from my family, so we had a video chat while I was making cookies.
That's awesome.
And it would have been nice if I had found out that I actually had an assignment to do, but, you know, no one told me. Oh well.
Yeah, oh well.
Because of that, I had a really relaxing Thanksgiving.
That's good. All right, so let's get this show on the road. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about.
News and site updates.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get started with the first most important thing people tend to... people are most interested in right at about this time of year, and that is why Crystal is still not been revealed in Brawl.
Because Nintendo's mean.
Or she's a secret character. Really don't know at this point. We had speculated that because of the Elysia Glidewell leak, that they would be revealing her soon, or not necessarily because of it, but, well, cause and effect were skewed. But anyway, it didn't happen. We still don't know when she'll be announced, if ever, until at least the game comes out. And even then, she may not be a playable character.
Well, I have... Once we get into Elysia Glidewell's interview, she had some comments in the most recent post you had on the main page that give some, I think, good feasible information that she probably is playable, but that's just me.
Okay, well, we'll get into that in just a moment. As far as speculation, Crystal is still considered probably the most likely to be revealed character. The most likely to be in the game of people of characters expected to be in the game, and even the official Nintendo Magazine of Europe published that they only published one character that they anticipated being announced, and it was Crystal, the Fox McCloud's princess or whatever they called her.
Yeah,
had a picture of a question mark by her name. So. Yet more news of non-news on that front. Moving on. What's the next big thing that happened, Foxbird?
It's over 2,000!
What, 2,000?
Yes.
So we've managed to break the 2,000 fan art mark again. Now with actually that many, at least that many fan arts and not a bunch of missing ones intertwined in that list.
Yes, that was nice to be able to use that image.
Yes, it was always nice. Always nice to reuse images. I've got another image coming up on the site. I've already made a future post. You'll get to see that about December 20th. Check the site. I made another one of those photo edit images if you like those. Anyway, yeah,
that's
so
pretty cool.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of new fan art, and there's been some really good ones lately. Especially now that people have been really using Charlie Fox and Little Dragon's crystal model. They've been doing a lot of poses and stuff with that. Some of them are really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I got a chance to see a few of them. Since I'm now finally out of school, I can help a little bit more.
That's right. Yeah, Foxbird's gonna help take over the fan art once again. I apologize to everyone. I've basically spent 3 weeks not doing the fan art because I had so much schoolwork and finals to take care of. And Foxbird, don't even get me started. He's got... I mean, what did you have? You were, like, up every morning really early, studying until really late, and then doing it all again, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So, that's going to be even worse next quarter because I'll be taking anywhere between 18 and 20 credits, so I'll absolutely have zero time for any kind of fan art.
You're insane.
I'm officially insane. You can call me that, yes.
Let's see. It was when I got off of school on Wednesday night, when I finished my final, there was like 2,000 fan arts to look through, so that took about a day and a half.
I swear we're going to have like the DeviantArt record of deviations.
Or, you mean most people watch, right?
Yeah.
We got like 500 now, at least. Oh, it's insane.
Well, that's good. Keep drawing fan art,
people. Anytime anyone draws a crystal picture at all, we watch them, which means that every time they make a new drawing, we know about it. So, I've probably seen well over 1 million fan arts in the last 2 years. Speaking of 2 years, I forgot to put this in the show notes. It's going to be the Crystal Archives 2-year anniversary this coming January 8th. So,
yay.
You probably won't even get the podcast in by that time. So, this is... We have to celebrate it early. 2 years, huh?
Yeah. I should have got the party favors or something.
Yeah. Hey, how long have you... you've probably been paying attention to the Crystal Archive for about a year and a half, right? Foxburn?
Yeah, I started about 6 months after you founded it, I think.
It was, long time ago. Man. Hard
long
to believe.
Time ago. Doesn't seem that long ago, though.
No, it
doesn't seem that long ago.
Alright, moving on.
Crystal can't enjoy her sandwich.
Why can't she enjoy her sandwich?
Sorry, I could. I don't know.
It's because you don't have enough time for the Crystal Archive. Alright, so there's a furry band, furry rock band, Critical Fail, has created and released a song, a rock song, based on the Crystal Sandwich meme. And we're going to play a snippet for you right now. This is part of the chorus.
Crystal can enjoy her sandwich. Crystal can enjoy her sandwich. Crystal can enjoy her sandwich. So leave her alone. Baby blue. Too many creeps stare and wonder. Don't you know she's scared of you? Crystal can enjoy her sandwich. Crystal can enjoy her sandwich.
See, guys, so it wasn't really that bad. A lot of people go, oh no, the meme is still alive. But I really like the song, and so does Dwight. It's really well done.
Yeah, not much for rock myself, but it works. I like it pretty well.
Yeah.
Alright, so we've got some really big news. I'm sure you all remember when the leak occurred of Crystal being in Brawl on Alicia Glidewell's portfolio page. It made me aware that she actually had a website and an email address. So I emailed her and asked her for an interview, and she said yes. So that was awesome.
Totally awesome.
And she didn't really want to do 2 in-person interviews because she said she couldn't talk about Brawl beforehand, which is totally understandable. So, she said, how about we do a text-based interview first, and then after Brawl is out, we can do an in-person interview because she lives here in Seattle. She's like 15 miles away. We did that, and I've gotten I've already released 2 sets of questions, so a total of 6 questions, and there's another 7 questions on the way. already posted to the future, so they'll come out next Friday and then the Friday after that. And we're going to read through the questions here for you. So I'm going to ask a question, and Foxbird has generously agreed to read the responses for Alicia Glidewell.
And I will not do any voice acting, so just don't even go there.
All right, so let's start at the beginning. Alicia Glidewell, can you tell us a little about yourself?
I was born in Hawaii and raised as a company brat, so we moved around a lot. I grew up in Saudi Arabia, Florida, Brazil, Mexico, and more. After finishing high school in Boston, I went to college at Emory University in Atlanta and studied cultural anthropology. I graduated in 2000 and lived in Mexico City until I moved to Seattle in 2002. Then I went to the University of Washington's audio production program and started freelancing on indie films and corporate videos.
That's cool. How did you first become interested or involved in voice acting?
The first voiceover job I ever did was in Miami, Florida when I was 12. I got the job through my acting agent without even auditioning. All I had to say was, "Hi Dad, I'm home," and I was in and out of the session in under 15 minutes, got paid $400, and when I got out, I told my mom that this is what I wanted to do when I grew up. I forgot all about that experience until recently when my mother brought it up over Thanksgiving. Actually, it took me 2 years of hard work and classes here in Seattle just to get a non-paid gig, let alone a paying one. After a year of small voiceover jobs here and there, I got a call from an agency called the Actors Group, and after I got in with them, I started auditioning from home for bigger voiceover gigs and games.
Now, you've done a lot of voice acting for video games. How is voice acting for video games different from other types of voice acting?
It's a lot more fun, but it's also more difficult. Most of the other voiceovers I do are commercials and industrials. For commercials, I'm usually in and out within a half hour and don't get to scream and yell or play around with my voice too much. Same thing with industrials, but they're usually longer. The best thing about games is getting to see the characters come to life and actually do and say the things that I'm mimicking in the studio. Sometimes I get to work with a partial animation, but most of the time I just have sketches of the character and the director's description. Overall, though, games are just a lot more fun because I get to experiment more and even be silly sometimes.
Alright, so that was the first set of questions. And then just the other day, I think it was yesterday, I posted the next set, so let's continue with those. How do you come up with different types of voices?
I play around a lot in the car and at home and try to imitate different voices that I hear on television and the radio.
Do you feel a connection with the characters you portray?
Sometimes I feel a connection to certain aspects of that character or things that they experience. For example, in the bio of the character, it may say that she is a girl working in a male-dominated field and likes to act tough, or that there's sexual tension between her and another character, and those are situations or feelings that I can relate to.
And what is your favorite character to voice in any game?
I don't know if I could choose one favorite because they've each been a lot of fun in different ways. I recently really enjoyed voicing a game, can't mention the game until it's released, because of all the physicality that was involved. There were a lot of near-death experiences and fighting, so I got to scream and act out a bunch of different crazy scenarios. It was a blast.
Okay, so those are the second set, and we're going to hold on to the next questions for later. So, Foxbird, I believe you wanted to talk about that last one.
Yeah, there was a Padron commented that, could it be any more obvious that she's talking about Brawl? And I have to agree, because Alicia clearly states, can't mention the game until it's released. She's obviously talking about Brawl. I don't know of any other game. Do you know of another game, Dwight, that she can't mention until it's released?
You know, I'm pretty sure that it could be any game, really. Although I don't know that she's working on any other games right now. We do know she's working on Brawl because of what happened earlier. And other things. But, I think that it's most likely she's referring to Brawl.
Yeah, and also since she talks about near-death experiences and fighting, so she has to scream and all that, then that pretty much says that she's doing a playable character. But I believe she's also doing Zero Suit Samus, isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so hopefully that also includes Crystal and isn't just referring to Samus.
Yeah, I'm worried that what she's referring to there is Zero Suit Samus. So, no telling. Maybe it's both. Who knows?
Both.
We'll find out on January 24th.
Yes, we will.
And speaking, speaking of, I'll just bring this up real quick. Speaking of January 24th, when Brawl was released in Japan, there's a couple of interesting things that were updated on the official Brawl website, and mainly that was how secret characters are going to be revealed. You see, since you're able to fight over the internet, other players may have unlocked characters that you have not yet unlocked. So that means that what are they going to do about that? Should they allow you to pick any character that even the other player hasn't unlocked yet? Well, they decided to do that. And allow them to use that character. So that kind of ruins the surprise. So what they're doing is they're going to make most secret characters be available rather quickly just by playing through the adventure mode. So it may only be a single day after it's released that we'll find out who all the secret characters are, as opposed to the 3 or 4 days I originally estimated.
Yeah, it would take a long time the other way, because in Melee, even I haven't had time to unlock everything yet.
Like, Mewtwo takes 20 hours of play in versus mode.
Yeah, I think Luigi is the last one you can unlock.
Luigi?
No, not Luigi, the, I don't remember what the other one was, like the guy that does question marks or something. Mystery Man.
You mean, Mr. Game & Watch?
Oh yeah, Mr. Game & Watch.
Yeah. I don't remember what the specific things are, but a lot of them, several of them are pretty tough to get through.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting. So it's
yes, it will be.
It's literally a month and a week away. We'll get to see all kinds of good stuff about Brawl, probably every day.
Yay.
And then it'll be just 2 weeks after that, 2 or 3 weeks after that, that we get it here in America. Or in my case, 1 week after them, because I can get games
going to
a little early.
Too.
All right. So the next thing is, now that we're on break, we're gonna have a little bit more time to work on stuff site related and Crystal related, Star Fox related. I'm already planning to do a couple things, including work on my fanfic, the most neglected fanfic of all.
No, it isn't.
Well, anyway. I made like, what, 6 chapters, and I haven't updated it in 6 months.
So, sometimes average. A lot of the stories on fanfiction.net take, like, years to update.
Well, I'm going to try and put in, you know, quite a few chapters. As many, like, I'll try and, like, sit down for 30 minutes a day or something like that, and write. And Voxbird, you're going to do something, too. You're going to catch up on our reviews or something, right?
Yeah, I need to finish the story reviews. I did 2 chapters of one last night, so
yeah, one of them will be a backlog.
Yeah, well, I think there's 3 left from like 4 months ago, and then one new one. So,
okay.
And,
so,
if you guys have any other ones you want me to review, or
that's right,
just send them in to Dwight or I.
Me.
You.
Okay. So, Foxbird contacted me via chat about 2 days ago and said, I have seven issues I want to talk to you about the Crystal Archive, and for discussion and thought. And so we talked about it, and here's what we decided on various issues. So, Foxbird, why don't you bring up an issue, and I'll say what we decided about him.
Okay, well, they weren't so much issues as, well, I guess one of them was an issue.
Ideas.
And one of them was call-in messages, which is where, like, you get on Skype or something and leave a voice message on the Crystal Archive.
And I say, good, A-okay to that. Well, we're going to try and do that. So if you want to record a message, you know, like a simple, you can record a question or maybe a small shout-out, or just say, hey, you know, hi, how you doing, type of message, that's fine. We might have to edit it for content. And
yeah, please keep it related to the site and stuff.
Related to Crystal, under PG rated or PG rated. And just, you know, and oh, I still haven't worked out how we're going to do it. Probably the simplest thing is for you to record yourself, create an MP3 and send it to me via email, because I don't have the ability, I don't have an answering machine on Skype that I know of. I don't know how it works. We'll have to work that out. But it's coming.
Yeah.
We're going to try and do that for the next podcast.
Yep.
Right.
And then the next thing was Dwight, after the second or third theory failed about Crystal's release, he said he wasn't going to do any more any more rumors or anything on the main page, so I told him, well, you know, I'd kind of still like to do the rumors, and for now it's going to be rumors are only going to be in the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not doing rumors anymore. They're always wrong.
I find them fun. I think everybody else does, too.
It makes me sad. It makes me sad because I spend so much time. I mean, it's not just, and not just me, but like other people reading these things. I mean, it's not just a waste of time for me. It's a waste of time for you guys because you're reading this, and I have to spend, you know, an hour or two doing an analysis of something that doesn't happen. And then, of course, I mean, there's just tons of crazy rumors out there, posts on forums and such. There's just no time, and it's just not worth it because they're almost 100% of the time fake or misinformed. So we're going to try and stick with rumors only on the podcast because they're easier to say. We could just talk about them once and forget about them for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, and plausible ones that actually have some merit.
Right, or credibility, like the official Nintendo magazine of Europe. I mean, we'll post something that's been published, you know.
Right.
But if you just send us an email saying, hey, I heard a rumor that Crystal's going to be in Brawl because this person said that they found this on this website, that's not enough. We need more than that.
Yeah.
So actually, after we finish this section, I've got a couple of rumors we can just talk about briefly.
Okay.
Remind me, Foxbird.
I will do that.
All right, the next one.
Well, I kind of am. I'm a long-term goal maker, and I got to thinking, you know, at the rate that the fan art goes, I mean, we're over 2,000, and it's going to keep increasing, obviously. So I told Dwight, you know, what's the long-term goal with all this stuff? Because, honestly, it's kind of impossible to do it all forever.
Right. And for now, I'm able to keep up with the amount of fan art coming in. And for now, it's going to stay the way it is. Perhaps I'm going to work on better solutions and automation for helping me and Foxbird get the stuff. Perhaps in the long run, if we are unable to do the fan art searching ourselves, we can create a page where you guys can submit a fan art, and it will automatically parse the title and the author and links and everything. And then we can just review it and make sure it's okay. And that'd take a lot of stress off of us, because right now, anytime anyone we watch updates something, we see every fan art every art they put up, which means, you know, approximately 800 or so per week at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
The next thing.
The way that the fan fiction section is, it looks kind of exactly the same as the rest of the stuff, and I think it's ugly. I don't know what it is, it's just I'd like a change, so I told Dwight, you know, is there something that we could change to make it look a little better, or do you have any ideas? And I gave him a few ideas. I need to find something, need to put it in GIMP or something so he can actually see what I mean.
Yeah.
But other than that, an update for the layout of the fanfiction section, and I'm not sure what exactly you think about it, Dwight, or what anybody else does, so...
Well, I'm not opposed to changing the layout. It shouldn't be too difficult. He was talking about some kind of table-based layout, so like the title would be larger text than it is, and oriented in such a way that it, you know, he brought up a link to the nation states page, which kind of congregates certain information in certain ways, and other stuff is just in regular paragraphs. And we're gonna work some stuff out, but. We might be doing a layout change for the fanfiction section. Long story short.
Yeah, so if you guys have any ideas, then go ahead and send them in.
Alright, the next one.
Okay. Guest interviews.
Right.
I was kind of thinking of ideas, but let's see. How can we get some more content? And I remember at one of the Star Fox talks, maybe a month ago or so, somebody mentioned, you know, are you guys going to have anybody... on the podcast to just kind of sit and talk or whatever, and Dwight and I thought, well, probably instead of that, we could do something else, like more professional interviews, like with Alicia Clydewell or something.
Right. You know, if it was any other podcast, I might, you know, just say, okay, whoever wants to come on, it's okay. But this is a highly specific podcast, and unless you can offer some, like, truly unique content, I really don't think it's worth, you know, everyone's time to put you on. I mean, nothing against you, but the podcast is highly focused. It's not about, you know, come and chat. It's about Crystal and Crystal only. That's why when I interviewed Katha Leopardus, it was because of what she had done. She had done an extraordinary feat that was Crystal related. The same thing with Alicia Glidewell. So I'm going to do my best to find more people that are, you know, have done major feats related to Crystal. Perhaps an interview with Charlie Fox, Little Dragon, people who did the Crystal model, the 3D model. And, you know, maybe I could even find, I might be able to find Estelle Ellis, the voice of Crystal in Star Fox Adventures. But that's a long shot right there.
Yeah. But also, if you guys really want to say something, you can always just use the call-in messages.
That's right. We provide an outlet for that now.
Yeah.
We'll be playing those around the time we do the questions for the questions section of the podcast. So the next issue was
podcast length. I think once Brawl comes out, Dwight and I both kind of think that news is really going to die down, so having a monthly podcast will probably be really, really short. So I thought that instead of having multiple short ones, we might be able to cut it down and just make like one really long podcast every other month or something like that.
Right. I'm not opposed to longer podcasts so long as we have the content. So, we will definitely have a longer podcast when there's an interview going on. But otherwise, news tends to come in at about the same rate, so about an hour's worth per month. And also, Foxbird, whenever we're condensing 2 months' news into one, it tends to actually shorten the length, so you end up not with 2 hours, but like an hour and a half. So, I mean, that's still longer, but keep that in mind. It won't just double the length by doubling the time in between the podcasts.
Right, I know that, but not so many things as like news is just different things to talk about. Like I mentioned to Dwight a while back that maybe we could have like a podcast that examines Crystal's character before she went into adventures, back when she was still in production in Dinosaur Planet, and just kind of spend a long time evaluating that, what she could have been, and that kind of thing.
It's a possibility. All right, and the last thing, the most important thing.
Money!
The thing which makes the world turn is money. Money,
yes.
People.
Please give us donations.
We're thinking, I've been thinking donations. About doing donations for a while, and I just never got around to it. I'm gonna try over the break and put up a donation button, and, you know, you can donate whatever you want. The site's still free, I'm not gonna put ads on it, but if you feel like, you've enjoyed the site, and, I don't want to put any guilt on you. Oh, wait, I do. You should feel guilt for taking, for using my time, and using the site, and it costs money to put it on the server, and you should pay me for that, yes. Yes.
But most importantly, think of Dwight's sandwich.
Yes,
please.
I can't enjoy my sandwich without money. Because without money, you can't have a sandwich.
That's right.
But seriously, if you want to donate, that's cool. If you don't, that's cool. I'm going to put the donation button up there for anyone who might want to donate. Otherwise, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter to me that much. The site's going to continue regardless.
Yeah.
So that takes care of our Crystal Archive Ideas section. So now we're going to do a brief shout-out segment. So I'm going to start off by giving a shout-out to Paw Pets Live. It's a web show, TV show, that features furry puppets, paw pets they call them, and they, you know, it's a call-in show. People call in and they talk with them, usually about just whatever's going on, sometimes furry issues, other times just, you know, whatever happens to be going on. And their website is pawpets.org, pawpets.org. So that's my shout-out for them. Boxbear, I believe you have one.
I do. Dwight showed me this podcast, what was it, about a month ago or so?
Yeah, it was because they featured the Crystal Can't Enjoy Her Sandwich song. That's where I first heard it.
Yeah, and it is a Clawcast, and it's a furry podcast. And their slogan is the premier call-in podcast covering all things furry. So I've listened to pretty much all of the episodes except for episode 2. Dwight, please tell them not to listen to episode 2.
Don't listen to episode 2 unless you have a warped mind.
Yes, just don't listen to episode 2. And we don't have warped minds either, so just, yeah, don't listen to it. But yeah. The topics they've covered are... you want to say something there, Dwight?
No.
Okay. Their episodes are Anthrocon. They talked a little bit about the Anthrocon 2007, which was back in August, I think, wasn't it? No. July.
I think Anthrocon is in August every year.
Oh, it
I'm
is?
Not okay. Sure.
Okay. Then their third episode, they talked about what is furry, and kind of ties in a little bit to a question that we'll be getting to a little bit later. But they just kind of talk about, you know, what's the definition of it, what in the people, what do they do, and all that kind of stuff. The fourth one was about conventions. The fifth one is digital communities such as Verkadia. The sixth one talked about art and fandom, including Crystal fan art. So draw more. No, just kidding. Episode 7, also do not listen to that one, please. 8 is sociology. And there's also a link about a sociological survey done by David Rust. And he kind of just did a professional survey on the fandom and what people, how they behave and stuff in it. And the 9th episode talked about forums. The 10th one talked about the history of furry. And the 11th one, one of my favorites, is furries and games, including Star Fox. So I would recommend listening to episode 11 first, in case you're interested in this, because it'll kind of give you an idea of what it's all about. Episode 12 talked about local fur meets. Episode 13 was a Halloween special, which was kind of corny and kind of funny at the same time. Episode 14, which featured Crystal's song, that was about species. Episode 15 and 16 are both about fursuits. And also, before you listen to them, just note that it's not exactly PG-rated all of the time.
Right.
So just be prepared for some inappropriate content. If you're offended by that, then don't listen.
Right. Most both of these things, both the PA Paw Pets Live and the Clawcast, can go from rated E to rated... or rated G to rated near R. I wouldn't say R necessarily, except maybe perhaps for the language that is sometimes used. But
yeah, they go to R sometimes.
But at the same time, most of it is under PG, except perhaps for episode number 2 and 7. I haven't listened to episode seven, but yeah, 2 was pretty weird.
Yeah, just don't listen to it.
So anyway, that's our shout-out.
Yes, and there was something you were on me a little while ago, too, you wanted to talk about, Dwight. Do you remember what that was?
Oh, yeah, I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this anywhere else, but I told Foxbird, I said, whenever they announce Crystal in Brawl officially, I'm going to make the sound that a Metroid makes when it's latching onto its prey in sheer joy. And that is the sound. Squeeze!
So awesome.
And that brought Foxbird up to an unusual conclusion.
Dwight, you are definitely a dragon.
Why is that?
You're just totally a dragon. Your entire personality is like it. I know this. Why? Because one could say that I am a griffin. The reason why that is because I've taken quizzes, like personality quizzes, you know, and they talk about, you know, like what kind of creature are you? I remember on Star Fox Online, I posted in the forums a link to a mythical beast survey, and you just answer questions and lets you know what kind of creature you are. And upon further investigation for both Dwight and myself, we have a lot of characteristics that match our animal, including dragon noises. One of them is the scree, not quite a squee, but a scree, which is close. So do it again, Dwight.
Okay.
Scree!
It's absolutely awesome.
So
he does it so naturally, too.
Believe me, this is like the fifth time. So anyway, this is, of course, referring to furry so-called fursonas. Now, I have for the longest time considered myself to be a furry without a fursona, and I still do, but Foxbird is trying to convince me that I should be a dragon. So I don't know. He's already settled on what he is. He's a griffin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't think because there's, you know, there's like a, you can kind of think of yourself as that type of a creature, but without really having a fursona, because I think the definition of a fursona, which they, episode 3 of Clawcast, they talked about, it's not so much like the creature as just some kind of thing that you make up, like, you know, a fox or something that you make up and give them certain characteristics and say, this would be me if I was a furry. Whereas this way, it's just like, you know, you squee, so you're a dragon or something.
That sounds so wrong.
Yes.
All right, so now that that's covered, Foxbird and I are pretty much free of our schoolwork. You know, we're done with our finals and we're about to get taken our break. And just like the crazy people we are, we're keeping ourselves insanely busy anyway.
Yes, we
but
are.
We'll have more time to work on stuff like the site.
Yes. Yay.
So the next podcast, because I'm going to be home with my family and because of the flight time and all this stuff around that time, the next podcast, the podcast that would have happened on the second anniversary of the Crystal Archives launching, is probably going to be late, just as this one is. So we apologize in advance for that.
Yeah, or I could record something for you that's just a really quick thing, says, you know, happy anniversary, everybody.
Yeah, that would be nice. If you want to send me a message of congratulations or even an audio recording of the same, that's fine too. I'll throw those together. I can do that while I'm at home, no problem. It's just a full-fledged podcast. It's pretty much going to be impossible in my
so
situation.
So go ahead and do that. Call us in and say it's great. Thanks for keeping it going for the past 2 years, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, just like that. Or whatever you want to say, you know. I hate you. You should get off the air. And your podcasts are the lamest I ever heard. Stop saying the word .
Do not attract the crystal haters.
That's right. So, without...
And also, Dwight, you got me Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
And I have to quote you from the last podcast. If you have a Wii, get Galaxy. It's awesome. If you don't have a Wii, get one anyway.
And buy
a
Galaxy, right.
Yes.
Yeah, I have access to the Nintendo official store called Nintendo Fun and Games, which is pretty awesome. It's pretty small, but they have some cool stuff there, like these giant Kirby plushes. Yeah. And just crazy Nintendo stuff. And, of course, they never run out of Wiis, except for once. Actually, they did run out the other day. They ran out of Wiis and Super Mario Galaxy, which was crazy, because their warehouse is across the street. So, anyway, please don't ask me for to get you something, because it probably won't be any cheaper for me to get it for you after the shipping costs. Plus, I really don't have time anymore. I tried to do that for... Foxbird, which I did, and someone else related to my family, and it just takes a long time, so because I can't just go over there anytime I want, I have to have like an escort, so yeah, I can't get you stuff early, because it wouldn't be early anyway, it'd only be like 5 days early at the most, and after shipping, that what does that mean, probably wouldn't get there, but after the actual release date, so I'm not taking requests anymore. Sorry, guys.
No requests. No international shipping.
Hey, you know what? If you live nearby, you know, if you live in the same town, that might be possible. But I don't know. Anyway. Moving on.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's save that last item for the very end, because that's where it should fit, after all. Okay, Foxbird? Because we have strategically created notes for ourselves. And we're going to move right on into questions.
Yay.
So our first question comes from the Vulpine Fury.
Fury, right. Not furry. Fury.
Because he's not furry, as we'll get into.
I disagree with that, but anyway.
This is the first question. Hi, Dwight. The name is the Vulpine Fury. Anyway, a little about me. I am a diehard Crystal fan. I would not call myself a furry, or maybe I am. Who knows? I would say that because I find the human-animal woman, like Crystal, very hot. But I will tell you this. You will never catch me dressed up as one. I would never wear a fox or wolf tail. Anyway, the reason why I'm writing is that I was wondering what the children of a crystal and, say, a human like me would look like. I would talk to my friends about this, but they say that my finding a human animal woman hot is freaking weird. Anyway, I say that the offspring would have fox ears on the top of his head, a tail, human teeth but with some fangs, a tuft of fur on his chest, some fur on his hands, halfway up his forearms. He'd have his mother's fur, and the rest would be just like human. No muzzle, no body fur besides the two places I said. What do you think about this? And my response is very scientific. Speaking in genetic terms, I doubt a viable offspring would be produced from mating two relatively different species. However, considering the nature of the way anthropomorphic people are considered to exist, that is, they're considered not different species but different races, then such a thing could occur. However, again, because of genetics, the only certain attributes would work the way you've said. When producing offspring between different species, the children are not usually an even split between the two sets of traits. One set of traits will show dominance over the other. It's genetic dominance. It's part of the way genes work. So most of the time, it's going to be either one or the other. On very rare occasions will the traits combine in a half and half mixture, such as when they breed a red and blue flower. Some of them may turn out to be purple flowers, but the rest will either be red or blue or albino. And there's a highly specific statistics that determine, they say, this is how many that will be produced like this, and here's how many that won't. And it's very specific, and it's dependent on the trait. The trait is what determines it. You know, if you're talking about what color will their hair be, the statistics are specific to that set of that trait. You know, five of them will have brown hair, four of them will have red hair, and you know, one will have albino hair, and one will have a combination of red and brown, or whatever I said. Anyway, the children most likely of an anthropomorphic person and a human would result in some anthros, some humans, and maybe one combination, if possible. And it wouldn't be a complete half and half either. So I hope that answers your question. Foxbird, do you want to say anything about this question?
I think you hit pretty much everything on the nail on the head there. First of all, I don't really think it's even possible they could even conceive offspring. That's just my personal philosophy on it. And like I said about dominant genes and stuff, I mean, there's dominant genes and recessive genes, so it could be completely human children. You know, you never really know.
Right. As long as it's within a certain percentage of range of their DNA similarity. And, you know, I mean, when you're talking about anthro world scenarios such as Star Fox, the Star Fox universe, and, you know, other things, the different species are considered to be the same ultimate species, but different races determining the different attributes, whether they're a fox or a frog or a rabbit or hare. So then, in that case, interbreeding would be possible because it's simply a matter of different races. It's just that the race differences in bodily form are far more significant than those found in humans. Right. And as an aside, I believe you had something to say about Mr. Fury's, you know.
Yes. Clawcast Episode 3, which I also suggest listening to. I'd say, I'm sorry, Vulpine Fury, but I think you're certainly 100% a furry. So yeah, if you're interested in Crystal, that means you're interested in pretty much what everything's about. So yeah.
Yeah. So even people who don't think they are, they probably are.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
there's also different kinds of furry. I mean, there's the kind that do fursuiting, there's the kind that don't. There's the kind who prefer...
Like me.
you know, like natural art versus, you know, actual anthro art and all that kind of stuff. So you can say that you are one without having to be interested in everything.
Right. Like me, I don't even have a fursona for crying out loud. Well, not yet, right. Anyway.
Yeah, neither do I. I might make one.
I think the ultimate definition of a furry is if you declare yourself one, you probably are.
Yep.
yeah, anything else is up for debate.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the next question by Star Fox Runner. I was thinking about the adventure mode in Brawl during the last podcast, and I was wondering if Crystal is a secret character. Will she be in the adventure mode? The whole secret character revelations in the game, as the game goes along, should be, in my opinion, that you get a new character as you play through fights. You encounter them as you play through the fights in adventure mode. That and the multiple route thing you talked about would not only create a lot of replay value, but it could encourage you to play through the whole thing in order to unlock all the secret characters. And I think he's right. Since I got his email and since I've replied to it, there has been one significant update on the site, which I mentioned earlier, and that is the Wi-Fi battles and the fact that you can see hidden characters early because of what the other player has unlocked already. So, I think that that Crystal, if she's going to be revealed as a secret character, it'll be quick and it'll be in adventure mode. Probably Star Fox on one of the Star Fox related adventure scenes or whatever. So, that will be definitely interesting to see. We've posted a link in the show notes to that particular update. You want to add anything, Foxbird?
Not really.
Okay, moving on. Fox of Infinity writes two things. One is, why are there no keyword meta tags on the Crystal Archive? And a keyword meta tag is where you tell search engines, my site is about the following terms, like Crystal, Archive, Fox, Vixen, Fansite, etc. And number two, I'm making a Crystal app for Windows, which is he's going to make a boot screen and a logon screen that's Crystal related. And when I'm done, I would like to have the file available on your download page. It would be a zip file of a .logonxp executable and a .txt file to explain the README and license for those who download it. My response. Keyword meta tags are an ancient technology that have kind of gone by the wayside in today's internet, and the reason is because of the way Google searches things. They don't pay attention to the meta tags. They don't tag your site based on what keywords you provide because it's so much abused these days. Because there's nothing stopping you from putting completely unrelated things in your meta tags.
Including inappropriate things.
Right, and just to attract attention. And people have done that before. And so what Google does is they don't index the keywords, they index the page itself. So when you search for a term, you'll see the page and you'll see where in the page that is listed anytime you do a Google search. I'm sure you're familiar with it. So, actually, the reason why I don't include it just in case is because they do pay attention in that if the keyword meta tags are inappropriate, like for instance if the word is not actually found on the page, even though it is about that, they might actually decrease your ranking because you put some quote inaccurate stuff on the page. So that's why I chose to get rid of them for version 3. I didn't have any meta tags, and so far it's worked out okay. My site's just as popular as it was, so it's not really a big deal. And the second thing, as far as creating a login screen for Windows that people can download, that's fine. But I'm going to be careful because this is an executable file, and executable files can be, you know, posted with anything, you know. It could be a virus, so I got to make sure everything's okay. But otherwise, you know, hey, that's cool. More content. I like it. Anything else? No?
No.
Foxburg.
Let's move on to the last one.
Actually, there's two.
Or no,
there's
two. Yeah. One short.
Yeah. next one is by Silver. Silver writes that you already have this MP3 on your site, the crystal theme in Star Fox Command. But I think this will be interesting because you don't have it already. It's a direct game rip of the crystal theme from Star Fox Command using the tracker format .it. After messing around with the ROM and using the correct tools, thank goodness they exist now, you can create these beautiful thingies. Check it out. And he sent me this file format .it of Crystal's theme in Command, and it's you can play it on the VLC player, excuse me. And you can actually tell the difference between this and an MP3. And you can tell it's more closely related to the... It more closely sounds like the original song. I would play it for you now, but because we're compressing this, you might actually not be able to tell, so...
Right.
Anyway. Well, I'm going to post the crystal theme on the Crystal Archive in that format. And Silver has also agreed to, whenever he gets time, get the same format songs for the rest of the Star Fox Command soundtrack, and I'll be posting those on Star Fox Online whenever I can get them. Cool. So we got the last one. Why don't you take this one, Foxbird?
Okay, Mr. A. Munster asks, Dwight, when will you continue your fanfic?
Oh, I misread his question. I thought he said, will you? And I said, yes, but when? The answer is now.
Yay.
I will be working on the fanfic now. But as I go through it, since I've never written before, I don't know how long the thing will actually take, so it could be a long time before we actually see the end of this fanfic, if any. Okay. So that does it for questions.
All right.
So, wow, the podcast didn't go nearly as long as I thought it would.
We can...
Yeah, but what will we talk about? See, we don't have any content.
SFO.
Well, I already looked at SFO, and I didn't really find anything.
Aw.
the most significant thing was posting rumors. Oh, yeah. I gotta say a couple things about rumors. There were two major rumors. One is that Crystal's command confirmed in Brawl, which, of course, we don't know yet. And Koro magazine in Japan, there was a rumor that they were going to post all of the starting characters, not the secret characters, but all the starting characters in their latest issue, which they didn't. What else? Star Fox for the Wii has been rumored again. And, you know, it's still rumored, and we've got no more information from any official source, so it's still a rumor, you know. This is why I don't want to do rumors anymore.
Yeah, they're from the anyway. Talk about, though. I think Star Fox 3 will happen.
Oh yeah, it definitely will happen. But I don't want to predict, but I'm going to just say, if they're going to announce it, if they're going to announce it soon, it'll probably won't be released until at least winter 2008. So, that just about does it for the podcast.
All right.
We're coming up on the holiday season, so Foxbird and I would like to wish everybody, you and yours, your family, a very happy Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
And to you too, Dwight. Happy Holidays, everybody.
Right, so that takes care of podcast episode number 15. I'm Dwight House.
And I'm Foxbird 22.
And hope you guys enjoyed it.